We're learning with Tzuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef. We're in Shalot B'Tzuvot Yichav Edat. Tonight, Chelek Dalet, Siman Chaf. The question he asked is, and it's Vink, is there any truth to the matter that you're not supposed to get a haircut in the afternoon or at night? Which would effectively limit for people who work to be like Sunday mornings or something like that. Not sure when you want to get a haircut. But not only haircuts, but also shaving would very seriously limit the ability. But is there any, what's the deal with this idea? That's effectively there. So, it's sort of based on Kabbalah, meaning it's in the later Svarim, but not from the Arizal. So, in the Sefer Chemdat Yamim, which is a later Sefer, which is somewhat controversial, but Rav Avadia has another tshuva where he says it's fine, he says, no, nachon la'akdim tisporet tzarot arosh lifnei chatzot hayom, to get a haircut before the middle of the day. Why? And it has nothing to do with mincha or not mincha. You have to say, there's a Gemara in Shabbat that says, you know, there are certain activities you shouldn't do before mincha. We're in Shabbat, that's it. You're not supposed to get a haircut, you're not supposed to start a tannery, you're not supposed to start a din Torah. Why? Because you might get so caught up in the whole process, you'll forget mincha. So what's the problem with haircutting? The Gemara there says, maybe the zug, the mitzparayim, Mark calls it a zug, will break until he gets another one, and the barber finds it, and the holy fixes it. Zman mincha will pass, and you're sitting there with the apron, you know, you're not going to leave, you're in the middle of a haircut. You're not going to leave, and so therefore, you shouldn't do that before mincha. So he says, no, this has nothing to do with that Gemara. That's also a din. He says, but once you said mincha, then you don't have to worry about it, right? You said, if you prayed mincha, it's over. So Zman Dayami says, no. Even if you prayed mincha, you didn't pray mincha, why? The afternoon is the zman of the dinim, based on the Zohar, and getting a haircut is histalkut dinim, is getting rid of a dinim. So I would have thought that was a good idea. He says, no, it's not appropriate to do those at the same time. Okay, fine. And therefore, it's not good, not in the afternoon, and certainly not at night. And he quotes Rav Chaim Vital from the Arizal. The Arizal says, he quotes from the Arizal, Arizal was not getting a haircut after Chatzot Hayom, shehu et mincha gdola, which is the zman of mincha gdola, which is not exactly Chatzot Hayom. Chatzot Hayom is 6 hours into the day. If the day has 12 hours, Chatzot Hayom is 6 hours. Mincha gdola is 6.5 hours. Nunu, we'll fight about the half hour later. But certainly from the zman of mincha gdola, v'afilu be'erev Shabbat ha'anizar. So it sounds like, he says, and it sounds like it has nothing to do with tefillah. You're not supposed to do that. That's wrong. Even whether you were mitpalel, weren't mitpalel, you shouldn't get a haircut. The Chida quotes this, Rav Chaim Falaji quotes this, the Chazalafim quotes this.
So you didn't have surgery either by that concept.
Shouldn't have?
Surgery.
I'm assuming, I guess, cosmetic. You know, Pikoch Nefesh will be Pikoch Nefesh. Will allow you to violate this issue. The Ben Yishchai writes, he says, look, the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't get a, the Shulchan Aruch is not dealing with this dinim and not dinim. He's like, you're not supposed to get a haircut before mincha because Shema Yishaver Azug, the mitzparai, the scissors will break and who knows how long you'll sit there. And okay, so you shouldn't do it. Even mincha gdola. He says, but the minhag ha'olam is to be lenient. You know why? When you go to the barber, he has more than one set of scissors. So even if it breaks, he'll just pull out another one. And if you only have one, then he'll break, and then he's got to go fix it, and he's got to find someone who can fix it, and he got to find the right screw. You know the story. You go to Lowe's till you find the screw. Okay, fine. It'll take a long time. But if he's got two or three, so then the minhag ha'olam is to be lenient. The minhag ha'olam is to be lenient. When you go to a barber, it's not a problem at all. He says, but, and therefore you're allowed to get a haircut even before Zman. Let's say your minhag day was 5:15. You want to get a haircut at 3 o'clock. No problem. No problem at all. The barber has multiple scissors. Not a problem. He says, Makom, Yerushalayim, Yachmir al-Asma v'kach. He says, Al-Pi Asod, it's not a good idea. Al-Pi Kabbalah, it's not a good idea to do it in the afternoon. And therefore, it should be avoided. The afternoon is considered the Zman of Din. So much of the Birkei Yosef quotes, again, from the Ma'ariv Tzemach, not from the Arizal, but they say the name of the Arizal also, I don't remember the source for it right now, that the nighttime is the Zman of Din. And therefore, the Arizal was makpid to give tzedakah by shacharit before tefillah. The Gemara says, "Ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha." It's better echazeh panecha is the amida. When I stand in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I should do it b'tzedek. After I've given tzedakah, I'll have a better opportunity. My tefillah will be enhanced. So he used to give tzedakah before amida of shacharit during Vayivarech David. He used to give before mincha, But he didn't give it arvit. Why? Because it's a zman of dinim, it's a problem. But he did before mincha, so I'm not exactly sure how that proves anything. Before mincha they say he did. So apparently it's a little bit more, a little bit less. Nothing exactly I understand.
What does dinim have to be given tzedakah? Why didn't we actually say that actually?
That's what I said, right? I would have thought, so the Chen Dayanim is saying, well, getting a haircut is histalkut of dinim. It's getting rid of dinim. So apparently you're not supposed to do the two at the same time. Why? Don't know. But the problem is whoa, what did the we don't even know what the Arizal's reason was. The Arizal said, no haircutting in the afternoon. Didn't say why. Be'et mincha gdola. Now the Chen Dayanim said, yeah, it has nothing to do with tefillah. But there's a whole slew of achronim, or Shlomo Al-Fasi and others who say no. The Arizal didn't do it because of the Gemara in Shabbat. Now, when the Gemara in Shabbat says you're not supposed to get a haircut samuch lemincha, which mincha was he talking about? Last week we spoke about there's mincha gdola, which is 6.5 hours into the day, and mincha ktana, 9.5 hours into the day. There he talked about which one's preferable to pray. So which mincha does the Mishnah talk about? You shouldn't get a haircut from the 6th hour until you said mincha gdola, or mincha ktana. So they say, no, the Arizal just held mincha gdola. The Arizal said, you know how you read that Gemara? From Chatzot, you're not supposed to get a haircut. Why? Because of Mincha. But once you prayed Mincha, it's over. Once you pray Mincha, it's over. And, according to the Ben Yishchai, once the barber has more than one pair of scissors, nothing to be concerned about. He says the whole thing, Alpika, he never said it. He never meant it. Doesn't exist at all. The Magen Avraham quotes this idea from the Arizal and the Prima Gadim. Says, yeah, has nothing to do with Kabbalah. Has to do with just how you understand the Gemara in Shabbat. Once you either prayed Mincha, or the barber has more than one scissor, it's nothing to worry about at all. The Minchat Elazar says the same thing, and he says, you know, they quote from the Arizal, he used to be very particular to say Mincha as close to Shkia as possible. Im dim dumei chama. Because the Pasuk says, Yerucha im shemesh. You should say Shacharit at Hanetz, and you should say Mincha at the very end of the day. So he had plenty of time to get a haircut in the afternoon. And nonetheless, because of this Gemara, he waited the whole afternoon, he didn't want to do it. Even though you could argue you're getting a haircut at 1 o'clock, what, are you going to sit there for like 5 hours? That's crazy. Nonetheless, for Takanat Chachamim, he said he should do it, and therefore he didn't. They go back and forth on whether this is an issue or not. Rav Chaim Falazi wants to know, when you get a haircut during Sefirat HaOmer, you have to wait till Lamed Dalid BaOmer. We know that. You have to wait till the 34th day of the Omer in the morning. So he says, can you get a haircut at 30 the night before? He says, no, you have to wait till the morning because the Sefirat HaOmer, the time doesn't end till the morning. And he says, and you're not supposed to get it at night based on this Arizal. But lots of people say that that's not what it means. Lots of people say, no, the Arizal just meant based on the Gemara. Rav Avadi concludes at the end. He says, Kvar Baron, you say, Gar, say, Lachus Klal, Lima Namid Istaber Balayla. The calls again, Lachar Chatzot Ayom. Certainly at night it's fine. After Chatzot Ayom, in the afternoon it's fine, either after you prayed Mincha, or if the barber has more than one pair of scissors. Therefore, there's nothing to be concerned about. There are plenty who say that even according to the Arizal, it's not a problem. And therefore, he says that the minhag is certainly to do so, and therefore it's not a problem at all for those who want to get haircuts in the afternoon or in the evening.